99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
When you want to watch the game, head to Kirkwood Brewhouse. Kirkwood Brewhouse has 14 humongous screen TVs, so you won't miss a minute of the Blues game, the NFL game, or college football game, exclusively featuring ice-cold Missouri craft beers. Kirkwood Brewhouse is your hangout this sports season.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift for the sports fan in your life? How about tickets to an evening with the Cardinals? It's a night to benefit the National Children's Cancer Society. It features Cardinals Hall of Famers Jim Edmonds, Chris Carpenter, and for select sponsorships, John Mozeliak. Dinner, auction, Q&A, all to fight childhood cancer. Learn more at thenccs.org. January 26th at St. Louis Union Station Hotel. Get your tickets at thenccs.org.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land
yes,
of all.
Yes, America is the greatest land of all. And in America, we believe the greatest Chevy dealership of all sits up on Interstate 270 at the Washington-Elizabeth exit, where it's been since 1960. It's been there. This is the man, the captain of that ship, John Londo.
Hey. How are you?
I'm terrific, and I'll tell you one reason why. Last night...
Have you ever heard what people say, terrific? They don't say terrific, they said terrific.
Terrific, terrific, yes, no, terrific.
It's quicker, the shortcut. So, had an early dinner last night with my son and daughter-in-law and grandson and wife at Annie Gunn's, and I had, I don't know if you've ever had this, the French dip.
Oh, the best in the world.
Oh!
That Mimi Landau's absolute favorite.
I mean, everything from the cheese that's melted perfectly to the roast beef to the bread, which they make themselves.
Stop it. I won't be able to talk. I'll start drooling.
Wow, is that good. And just dunk that thing in that au jus and soak it in that.
How about you? You're so descriptive. Just dunk it in there, you know. You probably have it splashing all over the place. You just probably take that first bite and it's
dripping down my chin.
Down your chin, you know. Are you making noises when you're eating that? Like,
I probably am. You know, I'll tell this story again. You know, Vince Bomarito, the Tony's guy who forever and ever. So I've only been to Tony's. Is it open? I don't even know if it's still open. I've only been twice in my life, and both times because somebody else bought, because, you know, it's still pricey. So we went there, and on the menu they had some kind of steak and something, and it had au jus. And so he came over to the table and I said, let me ask you a question. What is the difference between this and gravy? Because to me, it's just like what I grew up with is gravy. He said, there's no difference. He said, here's the difference. You can charge more if you call it au jus.
Yeah, and it's a little thinner.
Well, it is a little thinner, but there's also gravy that's thin. All gravy is not like, you know, biscuits and gravy, milk gravy.
And when you were, eating... down south when you were growing up.
Oh, we didn't have thin... No, we had milk gravy that was as thick as wallpaper paste. I mean, it was... we didn't have that au jus, but I thought it was great that he was just honest enough to say, yeah, call it au jus, you can charge more. And that may be right, but boy, that thing at Annie Gunn's, that French dip, that would... Boy, that's like a... I don't know. It's hard to describe what makes one thing, one place so much better than it is. Here, I'll give you another example. Grilled cheese. Grilled cheese is grilled cheese, but I've had grilled cheese sandwiches. You go, oh, my goodness, this is fantastic, because maybe there were five cheeses in it. Maybe they put more cheese on it. Maybe the toast was perfect. My grandson had a grilled cheese, and it was fantastic. So I'm in a good mood because I ate well last night. That always makes me feel better. I'm kind of mad at myself later, but for a while, I feel really good. So how about you? How are you?
Oh, great. Great, great, great. Beautiful weather. Unbelievable weather. That's why I'm here talking to you and not in the duck blind, because you know what? These ducks are smart. They wait until 30 minutes after shooting time, and then they come in and eat their little heart's desire. God bless them. But still been a great season. And now, you know, it's the holidays. A week from the day, Christmas Eve.
Now, are you going to have the typical 40, 50 people at your house?
No, we don't. We do Christmas Eve with family, and then Christmas is with family, so it's not at our house. I would love to, because you know it's a short drive home. Just after I clean up, I just go straight to bed. This time, you know, you got to be very careful, and maybe Uber home if you're going to have a long night of it, or just take it easy, and because then you know the next day is a work day. That Wednesday, the day after Christmas, we'll be back here.
I'm not a big fan of Christmas. I think it's far too commercial, and I think there's pressure on people to buy everybody gifts. And here's the way this works at our house this year. This is the first year, and I'm so glad everybody agreed to this. No gifts. No gifts. No gifts for brother to brother or their sister. No gifts to us. Only the grandson gets gifts. That's what we're doing. We're not doing gifts because we don't need anything.
It's all about, sure, it's about the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. But it's about family. It's about getting, and you know, come on, gifts exchange. So we have the prank on that Sunday before, so it'll be the 23rd. We just give each other like little prank gifts, and you just try to get really creative. We draw a name out of a hat.
I'm okay with that. That's okay. That's fun.
But you want to make them fun. You don't want to be hurtful. That's, you know, that fine line of having fun and being, but come on, you got to, I mean, I just tell them, I'm like, I don't need anything. You know, it's a great thing. I don't wear ties that much anymore. I still do once in a while.
And any clothing that you buy anybody, I don't care if it's a sweater or a tie, when you buy somebody else clothing, good luck, man. Roll of the dice, because that's a personal thing. They may act like they like it. Oh, thank you. This is so beautiful. They'll never wear it. Never.
No, yes. Well, Mimi Lana's great at it. You know, first of all, it's about, you know, doing stuff for the boys, and then, you know, she and I are, you know, just couple things for her, a couple things for me. I don't need anything.
My wife and I don't even do gifts for each other. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm not kidding. I'm not, and I mean this in a good way. Not bragging, but you and I can buy whatever we want. My kids can buy whatever if they need something. You want a new TV? Do you want a Game Boy or whatever the heck it is? PlayStation, whatever. Clothing, get it. They get it all year. We don't need anything. I'd much rather that we have decent weather, which it looks like we're going to have, so that if we get him something he needs to go outside to play with, he can go outside and play with it. I don't know if you remember how frustrating it is as a kid, but if you get something like a bicycle or a scooter and it's snowing and crappy weather, you wake up, you can't go out and play with it, and you want to. You want to play with it right now, Christmas morning. Whatever you get, you want to play with it right now. So it looks like we're going to have 40s, mid-40s, decent weather. Not good news for people who like white Christmas and snow, but you can have it. You can have that. I've done that. So it looks like it's going to be a good stretch coming the next week or two.
We've got some great weather, and that's why I am going to work and help be here for the great AM and the PM crowd and just thank them ahead of time for their business and thank all those AM and the PM customers that you've sent me throughout the 14 years of our great relationship.
You're thanking them right now. They're listening. You're thanking them yourself.
They're just hilarious. They're just the best. And again, thank you all very, very, very much. And great, great, great deals. We got to close the year out strong. So everything's online. LawnDuff.com. LONDOFF.com. And if you say, you know what, just come on, drive on up here. And just as soon as you get here, say, by the way, I'm AM of the PM. Don't be shy, because I know the audience is not shy. They're hilarious. And you make us all laugh. Hey, I've been here since about 8 o'clock today. I'm going to wrap up in a little bit so I can literally look forward to getting into the car and you know, not fighting traffic, but if I'm listening to you, it doesn't matter. It's just all good.
You'll like the joke today. You'll like Meme, you'll like it. You'll like it. You'll both like it. It's a good joke.
I don't think there's many jokes of yours I don't like. And the other thing I got to tell you, you know, you can tell the same joke a couple of different ways, and it's funny no matter how. It's all about your delivery, man. You're good. You are good.
Oh, stop it. Okay.
If somebody called and requested the joke, what's what?
Oh, that's a good one. And you know what? It's been a while. That's a good one.
What about surprise your beautiful wife? She listens now, doesn't she? She's listening.
I don't know if she's listening or not. She usually isn't.
Well, Mrs. Pinion, hang up turn the volume down right now. Come on, turn it down.
Okay, it's down. I'm sure it's down.
Surprise her and buy something.
What?
What? Come on.
No, because then here's what happens. Then she feels bad because she's not going to get me anything. I like it this way. We like it this way.
You know what I'm telling you to do is say, this is for you putting up with me all these years.
Well, then that's just an admission that I'm a pain in the ass. I'm not going to do that. That's admitting that I'm difficult.
We all are. You should, there is not a man out there that isn't when it comes into a relationship. And if it wasn't for the women of our life, woof.
Maybe I'll tell you something real quickly, and we're out of time because Josh Bauman's giving me the stink eye. But I talked to a friend of mine today who, sadly, his wife just unexpectedly just dropped dead of a heart attack. And this was just, my goodness, she was a wonderful person. And it's taking him, he's having a really tough time. But he's now just, it's been about two and a half months. So he tells me today, he said, I finally got up the courage to go into her closet. And he said, I looked at these shoe boxes, and I thought to myself, surely there aren't shoes in all of these boxes. Surely she's storing other things in there, you know, knickknacks or what. Nope, he said there were shoes in every shoe box. I had no idea how many. I said, let me just tell you something. There's nothing we can do about this. She was no exception. This is a thing with women, and we'll never get it. They cannot get by on just a few pairs of shoes or purses. We're never going to understand it.
Oh, no. Okay, so my issue, my problem, wine.
Is wine. Okay.
I mean, I get a good deal on some wine, you know, whether it's, you know, Bob Menendez and Sunset 44 or Carmelo Gabriel at Il Balago. And,
listen to this. Listen to this sommelier.
I'm just, you know, and I know a thimble's full about wine. And it's just a, you know, the California wine. That's just, you got Napa, you got Sonoma. That's just, you got Santa Barbara, then you got Washington State. You got wine being good wine in this country. And that, what about Italy? Oh my God, that's just another whole, you know, just like, it's hard. And the French wines, the Bordeaux's, it's unbelievable. So, that's my deal. I'm like, I apologize to me. You said, what? More wine? I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, but it's my you are with shoes, with wine.
Well, and somebody who's thinking about getting you a bottle of wine for Christmas, here's the thing. It's like clothing. It's very personal. You get you a bottle, you may hate it. You may not like that wine at all. So I don't think that's smart, necessarily.
I will tell you this much. You know, give us a call. There's not much wine I hate. There's no such thing.
Okay, get John a bottle of wine. Josh Bauman gave me the second stink eye. What's your phone number?
837-1800. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Who's giving you the stink eye?
Josh Bauman, the tech guy. His segment's ready to go. Josh, say hi. Josh, say hi to John.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah, hey, John. That was cold. I didn't hear any warmth in that. That was cold.
Oh, I know. I've met him. You don't give me the stink eye.
Hey, Johnny. Nice guy. Instead of hi, John. How are you? Good talking to you. Hi, Johnny.
Hey. How about the High Flying Blues?
Ooh, Stanley Cup.
Mama.
They really think they're going to wear the other team out by the other team scoring so many goals that they'll get them in the third.
That's it.
Strategy's not working.
Goodbye.
All right, John. Thank you. Bye-bye. John Landoff, 24/7, Landoff.com. Give me that theme music. Oh, there it is. There it is. Folks, this is the last time we will talk, or you will get to talk with Josh Bauman before Christmas, believe it or not. So if you have a tech question, a game, a phone, a TV, a tablet, a blah, 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 blah. This is your opportunity. I will say this before he does. Batteries, batteries, batteries. You can't have too many of them. Look at the shelf life on them. They're good for like 20 years. Go ahead and get them and have them. Better to have them and not need them than to watch the tears streaming down a kid's face in your family because he doesn't have the batteries to put in that toy that he wants to play with so desperately. Josh Baum is brought to you by Window World, not a high-tech product at all. The number one selling replacement window in the United States. And the preferred window, I'm almost afraid to say this, of the St. Louis Blues.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hold that against them. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Give it up, please, for Josh Baumann.
Hey, everybody.
Well, the good news is this next half hour is all yours right up to the top of the hour. I'll let you go because if I start talking, I'll take too long. What is it we need to know as we approach Christmas from a tech standpoint?
So one of the things that I was going to talk about, the big one with consoles, gaming consoles and such, a couple years ago, we bought a new Xbox, the Xbox One, and when we set it up Christmas Day, it had all sorts of updates that had to happen, and it took hours before my kid could play it. So we were sitting there waiting and waiting, and I want to play the Xbox.
And when you're a kid, that time crawls by.
So what I would recommend is if you're getting a console for Christmas for your kid, go ahead and get that console out of the have Santa get it out of the box early. Set it up, hook it up to your Wi-Fi, and get all the updates ahead of time. That way you're not waiting Christmas morning.
Okay, for let's say grandparents
sure.
who want to get the grandkid a video game system.
Yeah.
What is the hot latest? What is? Is it PlayStation? Is it Xbox? What's the difference?
It really comes down to game titles. There's mm-hmm. there's different titles on different systems.
So you shouldn't buy a game system for a kid. You shouldn't. You should let them pick it out.
Right. Yes. Yes.
So in other words, get them a gift card to Best Buy or something. Let them pick it out. Don't do that because you may have the game they don't want.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah. The system.
Yeah. Some games aren't on Xbox. Some games aren't on PlayStation. We have the Switch. The newest one we have them all in our house except for a PlayStation. We like the Switch right now. The Switch is really cool. It's super mobile.
I don't even know what that is.
So it's
the Nintendo one.
Yeah, it's by Nintendo. Mm-hmm. It's got a built-in, I think, 5-inch screen in it. So super mobile. My kid can take it.
Dan, show him half of 5 inches. Yeah, double that. That's your screen size.
So he can take it in the car. Yeah, it hooks up to the TV, too. So it's pretty unique that way. It's mobile.
Can I say something before I forget it?
Yeah.
And this is going to sound, I don't know, like, I can't believe he mentioned that, but I am stunned at how many people don't know that when you give a screen size, it's the diagonal.
Correct.
No. There are lots of people who don't know that.
Yeah.
And they think that a 55-inch TV
is side to side.
Yeah.
No. No, it's diagonal.
Not. If it were side to side, you'd have an 85-inch TV.
And that makes it difficult measuring space on a wall. So the ratio, the rise over run is 16:9. So unless you get that diagonal angle just right, you're going to have a really hard time knowing how big that TV is going to be on your wall. The best way to do it would be get on the manufacturer's website, and they will give you
the dimensions.
An accurate dimension of how big that TV will be left to right on your wall or on the TV stand or whatever. The other, another interesting thing with TVs, I didn't plan on talking about this, but if you're putting them on the wall, you're going to need a mount.
Right.
I highly recommend buying them from Amazon. You go to big box store locally, they've got you. They know that you need a mount. You're going to pay quite a bit more buying a mount locally than you would if you could from Amazon or ordering it online.
But are there universal mounts?
Most mounts are universal. The TVs manufacturers have gotten really good about being universal, keeping those holes the same distance apart that they'll work on any mount. So you'll want to make sure to check for the weight rating, though, of the mount. Some TVs are heavier than others. Most new TVs, I should say, are under 100 pounds, 150 pounds, until you get to the obnoxiously large 80-inch TV.
And this sounds like simple stuff, but folks, if you're going to wall mount a TV, you got to think ahead about something. Do you want the wires hanging down from the TV on the wall where you can see? No, you don't. So I would suggest, unless you're really good at it, spend the money to get somebody in there that installs wall-mounted TV, run all the wiring behind the wall, have it come out behind a cabinet or something. It looks so much better.
Or you're like me and you just use a hole saw and cut two holes in the wall and pray that you got it between the same stud and run the wall.
Because the TV's going to hide whatever you cut back there anyway.
Yeah, so those are definitely some things to consider when buying a TV if you're getting one this Christmas.
You want to take a couple calls?
Absolutely.
I don't like for these people to hold too long.
Absolutely.
And time's going to get away from us. Bob, I believe, no, Scott has been holding long. Scott, welcome to 590 The Fan. Merry Christmas. Say hi to Josh Baumann.
Merry Christmas. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Scott. What can I help you with?
AM and PM.
Thank you. What do you got, Scott?
So, quick question. My wife, we've got a bunch of VCR tapes, and we're wanting to get those transitioned over to DVD. I didn't know if there was a apparatus, application, whatever, that you would recommend buying.
I have not used one in a long time. There used to be a device that I just had it in my head and it jumped out.
What do you want to transfer them to, Scott? Just digital?
He said DVD, but
okay.
Go ahead, Tim.
I own one of these. It's called a Funai, F-U-N-A-I, and it will say will transform your VHS to a DVD in one button.
Okay, but it's in real time.
Correct.
Yeah. All of that's going to be real time because that film has to move across the head.
So Scott, before, two things, and then I'll turn it over to Josh. Videotape, depending on the quality of it, will disintegrate. And the more expensive tape will last longer, but it will still disintegrate. I lost the entire VHS of my firstborn son's videos because I waited too long, and I put it in the machine to transfer it, and it was just black and white static. I did it a way I would never recommend anybody do it. I bought a recorder that was a DVD burner.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the output of a VHS machine into that,
yep.
And one at a time, I transfer. It took 200 hours for me to do this.
And that's going to be how this operates, because there's not a way to, you know, scan that image without it running real time through
right.
a head and getting processed and getting, you know, you're going to have to plug something into that output of the VCR.
Now, there are companies that do this.
Correct.
And they do a good job.
They do. And I just saw something online yesterday, and I meant to take a note of it. Kodak is now selling digitized boxes where you put all your stuff in this box, VHS tapes,
slides,
old pictures, slides.
Right.
You barcode everything. You put it in the box. You send it off to Kodak. They
process it. What do you mean you barcode it?
It comes with a sheet of labels with barcodes on it.
Okay.
And that way they can track, they can tell you when it's done, you know, this
okay.
barcode number or whatever is done. You send it to Kodak, they process it, digitize it, and you download it from Kodak. So if you
so
don't
So you go to your computer and just download all onto a thumb drive
yeah.
or just hard drive?
And see, that's the other thing, Scott, I was going to tell you. You by all means, you can burn it to DVD. You know, that's your thing if you want to put one in a strong box. But as from what Frank said, or like Frank said, VHS tapes have a life. CDs and DVDs have a life, too. They're longer lives, but they're not quote-unquote archival quality. What I would do is save them to your computer in an MP3 or video format. Make a couple copies on a USB, a thumb drive, USB drive, maybe even a DVD if you want. Save it in a couple different manners. In the IT world, you always want at least three copies, one on-site, one off-site, and one disaster site. So if you're going to digitize that, by all means, make multiple copies. Put it in different mediums because DVDs and CDs do have a shelf life as well.
Hey, Scott, here's another great idea. Do you have kids?
I've got four of them.
Okay. My daughter did this about 3 or 4 years ago as a surprise Christmas present for me and for her brothers. I had already burned all of our family VHS stuff from when they were kids, vacations, the whole thing, on to DVD. She took those DVDs without my knowing it. She knew where they were in the basement. She took all of them and burned copies for for her brothers, for us. I mean, it was a great Christmas present. And once you've already transferred them to DVD, burning extra DVD copies is nothing.
No.
That's like $5 a piece or something.
Right.
And I just thought that was a really smart thing for her to do because now if my own sons want to go back and look at themselves, they don't have to come over to our house. They got their own full set of DVDs. So
yeah.
That's the other great thing. Once they're transferred, copies are easy.
I would highly recommend keeping that in online storage capacity as well, be it Google Photos or Apple Photos, something like that, because heaven forbid your house burns down and your DVD's in your house and you still lose that
and video. Can't you, Josh, can't you go from that and burn just what DVDs you want?
Oh, sure.
Because the problem with this VHS stuff, and Scott, you probably know this, when you got a camera years ago, you shot everything. You shot 2 hours
yeah.
of stuff and you want 8 minutes of it.
Sure.
And you got to burn all that. So once it's done,
yeah.
and it's online, you can download just what you want to burn and make DVDs of just the good stuff.
Yeah, so the long and short of it, Scott, is you can do it. You might need to buy a device, a capture device, that will plug into your VCR and then will also plug into your PC. You could also look in, like I said, look into the services from Kodak, this new digitizing service from Kodak, and see if that might be a route you want to go as well.
Okay. Well, listen, thanks for all the input.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for listening. And by the way, the all-time... always great fallback is go to Google and type in best places to transfer old VHS, and they'll come up with companies that...
There'll be how-tos. There'll be guys out there with blogs that have written how-tos to do this.
And the equipment to do it yourself is not expensive. It just takes a long time. Yeah. It takes a long time.
And, you know, that kind of gets back into that conversation that Tim and I had before the show about doing stuff yourself. I'm looking at countertops, and I'm not going to do it myself because I know I can't handle that. If this is something that's out of your wheelhouse that you don't trust yourself, you know, you might screw it up and you're in the end, you're out of video, by all means, look for a professional to do that if you're not comfortable.
Here's the other thing I ran into. Over the course of my life, I had videos on VHS, VHS-C.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
Where you put it in an adapter.
Smaller than a deck of cards, yeah.
I had 8mm videotape. There was another one. I had 4 different cameras and 4 different collections of tape.
Did you ever have a Betamax, was it? That was pretty big over
now,
in England.
Most people never had Betamax as a home recording
video
device.
Yeah. Oh,
that
right
was
on.
We had movies available on Betamax.
Yeah, VHS took over.
Yeah, pretty much everybody's home video was VHS or VHS-C or 8mm tape.
Yeah.
But the beautiful thing about a DVD burner... I put those tapes in the original camera because you could play back from the camera and then plugged it into the input on the DVD burner.
Yep.
And I was able to plug every single one of those devices right into that burner and burn those DVDs.
Yeah.
I got a question from a listener who just emailed me one. Says he's getting his daughter a new laptop, and apparently she wants Microsoft Word and Excel on it. Is there a simple package for this without paying monthly fees? She is not a student. It's just for, like, personal use
and
stuff.
Yeah, there should be. You should still be able to buy the Office Suite package. It's going to run you probably a couple $100s.
Is that something you can just easily ask for in the store, though?
You should be able to ask at Best Buy without a problem or, you know, any one of the technical stores, Micro Center, Best Buy, places like that. You probably could buy it on Amazon, too. I'm a Google person. I would recommend looking at least Google Docs, Google Drive, because that's completely free and it'll edit Word documents and Excel documents and has all the same feature and functionality that Office does, and it's free. You don't have to pay a monthly fee for. But yes, Office is still available.
All right, you want to do another call?
Absolutely.
Holding longest is Bob. Bob, Merry Christmas. Welcome to 590. Say hi to Josh Bauman.
Hi, Josh Bauman.
Hey, Bob. What can I help you with?
Thank you for asking. I am a dinosaur with computers and electronics, and my son, who unfortunately for me moved out of town, fast forward a couple months ago, or fast reverse for 30 seconds, had a storm, crashed a tree, totaled about $17,000 of house and room. The TV was safe. However, the remote's been lost in God knows where, and it was a smart TV, and I'm wondering what and how I can recover, if that's possible.
No, this is a great question. Over the years, we've had at least 3 TVs, and when we finally went to get them out of the basement to give them away to charity, couldn't find a remote.
Sure.
And you can't run or control the TV from the TV.
No.
This is a great question.
So we've had a similar problem, Bob. We have an Apple TV at home, and Frank, I don't know if you have the same frustration with the Apple TV remote. But it's a horrible remote.
Oh, it's absolutely horrible.
Yeah. So we got so frustrated with it, we went to Walmart and got a universal remote that will operate the Apple TV. So they still make universal remotes, Bob, and you can program those remotes. 99% chance that it'll be completely compatible with your TV. Your TV manufacturer should be listed in the package.
Yeah, unless this is like a 30-year-old tube TV or something.
Yeah, he said a smart TV. It should be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be listed in the, you'll have to type in a code and into the remote during programming mode, and you'll be able to operate that TV probably 99% of the features without an issue. You can pick one up. I think I paid $12 for this remote.
I was going to say, you get a universal remote for $20 tops.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Super cheap.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right, Bob. Thank you. There goes Bob. Here comes. I see you're popular today. It's almost Christmas. Brian. Brian, welcome to 590. Merry Christmas. Say hi to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh.
Hey, Brian. What can I help you with?
I am aiming to be in.
Thank you.
We have Hulu with live TV.
Okay.
And we have the basic, you know, they give you two simultaneous feeds.
Yep.
The Samsung in our living room is fine. Works great. The LG that I have it hooked up to in the bedroom continuously wants to buffer.
Okay.
Is there a difference with, and it's powered by Roku, Dick, is there a difference with TVs on these live streaming?
Okay, so let me ask you a couple questions. Are they smart TVs, or did you just say that it's powered by Roku stick on both of them?
The one in the living room is a smart TV. The one in the bedroom is not.
Okay.
Like, yeah, they're both, but they are both powered by Roku.
Okay,
smart
gotcha.
The TV in the living room is a rather older smart TV, if you understand.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. So I'm going to assume that your wireless router is further from your bedroom than it is your living room. Is that a fair statement?
Well, the Samsung in the living room is... The LG in the bedroom is on the opposite side of the wall, so they're pretty much in the same spot.
That's interesting. Okay. So there should be a spot on the Roku stick on that LG to go in and look at your signal strength of Wi-Fi. Have you done that?
Yes, it says good.
Okay, interesting.
Does this buffer when the other TV is on,
that's
or does it
question.
Buffer...
No,
even if the other TV's not on.
The other TV is off.
Oh, man.
This is getting tough. This is a good one.
I mean, here's one thing I haven't tried. I haven't tried plugging the Roku stick in a different HDMI slot. I haven't tried that.
No, that'll be unlikely to make a difference. So that your issue is going to be the connection to that Roku stick. The Wi-Fi connection of that Roku stick.
What if he switches connections?
Well, and I was just going to say that you could try. I know your TV in the living room is a smart TV. You could, but just to try this, take your Roku stick off of the LG TV in your bedroom into the TV in the living room and see if the problem follows it when on that stick.
Okay.
If it does, it may be an issue with the antenna in that stick. There's probably not much you can do with it. The other thing, but besides buying a new TV, I mean, that LG is not a smart device, so you would, you're going to have something to stream with.
Right.
So yeah, I would try moving that Roku stick to the TV in the living room and see if the problem follows it.
Okay.
Not that that's going to solve anything, but it'll kind of tell you what direction to head next.
Now, my internet speed, I have UVerse, and I think I get, it's 25 megabits, I guess.
And
it's not a whole lot, but it should be enough.
Oh yeah,
to power two simultaneous streams.
That should be powerful. That should be fast enough to power two streams at a time. You may run into a slight buffering issue if you were trying to go above 1080p. But no, that should be fine. And you said the other TV is normally off when you're having this problem anyway. I'm going to bet you it's something that's going to follow that Roku stick follow that Roku stick around.
All right. Well, I will try switching those out then. Well, thank you very much, you
guys. Brian, thank you. Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas.
There goes Brian. And we might as well talk to Jay.
Sure.
And then we'll get back to some of your stuff that you wanted to share with everybody. Jay, Merry Christmas. Welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you, Jay.
Hey, Jay. What can I help you with?
I recently got a smart TV within the last couple months. And how do I get Netflix to play through my surround sound? And I don't have to have the stereo. I just would like for it to come out the speakers and not just the TV speaker.
Sure. So depending on the TV, you should maybe have a audio output on that TV. It's probably going to be somewhere on the back. I know...
Now, he said Netflix. You mean everything else already comes through the speakers? Or
I have... DirecTV, and that does, and that's the only thing that does.
So like
anything that I do through the smart TV itself does not.
Okay. But DirecTV, you're talking about the box, right?
The DVR.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
Yes, correct. Correct.
So, yeah, if the TV is a smart TV and you're streaming it through an app on the TV, you're going to need to somehow have or harness, use the audio out on the TV to get to your surround sound system. Now, that may be an RCA jack. It could be an optical jack, but I'd be surprised. That's not real popular anymore. I would expect most TVs, most nice, good TVs that are smart TVs, are going to have some sort of audio output jack on it. You're going to have to look at the back of the TV, or maybe the manual if you still have it, and see if you have an audio output jack.
And then put it into what? Is it a sound system?
There would be an input into the surround sound system, yeah, that would have to go into. Now, that may be an issue. You said you're already pushing your DirecTV box into the surround sound system, so hopefully you have another input in that surround sound box to accept. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does. So basically, I have to take the sound from the TV to the receiver.
Correct.
To the speakers.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you got a good point, because a lot of sound systems don't have two inputs for another source.
It's yeah. So you're gonna have two requirements there. One, that TV has an audio output. If it doesn't, you're done. And then okay. the second hurdle there is that your surround sound system has a second input. And if it doesn't, you're going to have to pick DirecTV or Netflix.
How old is this TV?
I bought it about a month ago.
No, it's got an output for audio.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah.
And what about this? What if he has the output, but he has no second input? Could he do a splitter?
You probably could do a splitter. I don't know of anywhere that's going to have that locally. Micro Center may have it locally, but you may have to buy that online. But yeah, it would be more or less the opposite of a splitter. It's going to take two input signals into a single jack output. But
right.
Yeah, same idea.
Right.
Okay. Will the audio output on the TV be through HDMI?
As popular as soundbars are, which is, I mean, we're talking the same methodology here. It's going to take an output from the TV and put it into another device, soundbar or surround sound. I would have to expect that TV is going to have an audio output that isn't HDMI based.
So what would it be?
Okay.
Probably it's either going to be a 3.5 millimeter jack, headphone jack size.
Okay.
Or it could be an RCA jack size.
Those are pretty dead, though. The RCA, the red,
RCA
white, red, white, yellow.
Well,
those are pretty over.
Yeah. So you may have to look for a 3.5 millimeter. I would expect it to have something besides an HDMI jack to carry audio.
Okay.
Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Right. I know I have a big DLP television, a big projection. When HDMI or when HD service first started to become popular about 12 years ago, we bought a DLP projection TV, and it's got an optical output for audio, which you never see that anymore.
You know what I feel bad for? I feel bad for really old people who don't have any kids or grandkids. You know how tough this stuff is for them? They're used to this. Plug the TV in the wall.
It works.
Put the batteries in the remote.
Yeah.
Watch 2, 4, 5, 9, 11, 30. That's it.
Yeah.
This stuff has to just completely confuse them.
Years ago, we got my grandparents a TV.
It confuses me.
It blew their minds that there was, you mean there's four or three channel fives? What? Why is there three channels? It's like,
and by the way, we don't need them. There's crap on there anyway.
Yeah.
But even aside from that antenna television, how frustrating it must be for somebody who doesn't have anybody in the family who's younger, or somebody next door. They have no, and they are ripe to be victimized.
Oh, taken advantage of?
Yes, by absolutely. Somebody that comes to the house and goes, well, I can get you hooked up here with your Apple TV, but it's going to cost you $800.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get taken advantage of all the time. Let's get Tom in here, and then we'll wrap it up with whatever you want to do. Tom, welcome to 590 The Fan. Merry Christmas. Say hi to Josh Bauman.
Hello, Josh, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
You too, Tom.
Hey, Tom. What can I help you with?
No, the gentleman that just called about can't get the sound out of the Netflix.
Yeah.
On his surround sound.
Yes.
I have a smart TV, and the only way I could fix it was instead of plugging your surround sound into the DirecTV DVR, you plug it into the TV itself.
Yeah. And
so all the sound will come out. It'll work, you know, it'll take care of the Netflix problem, but you know, the little cable with the red dot, you know, the analog, do you call it, the sound, right? If you plug that, the surround system, into your TV, it doesn't matter then. Netflix, TV, and everything will come through your sound system.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay?
Well, hopefully that takes care of his
basically
problem.
What he's saying, I understand what he's saying. Anything that TV right. has going into it goes out into the sound bar
correct.
Or the sound system. That makes sense. Hopefully Jay can figure that out because I got news for you. A lot of this stuff sounds like, oh, that makes sense, and you go to do it? Like yeah. when you said go online yeah. to buy a cable, a splitter, you better know how to identify both ends of that splitter.
Well, and how to describe it in the Amazon search bar, or, you know, your favorite commerce.
Or you're going to get a cord to do you no good.
You're going to be searching for hours.
Tom, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, what else you got before we get out of here? And again, folks, remember, this is it. He won't be on the next two Mondays because one's Christmas Eve, we're not working, and another is New Year's Eve, we're not working. We begged to work, and they said, do not come in here or you will be fired. That's what they said. So go ahead.
So, let's see. The bad password list of 2018 was released okay. this week. Topping the list was the password of 123456. So if you use 123456 as your password, you might want to change it.
For goodness sakes, folks, at least skip a number. Go 123567
right.
or something.
Let's
or
see.
Four.
Fine. Number two is pretty funny, too. Oh, shoot.
Wasn't it for years the number one password that you don't want to use is the word password?
Yeah, that's yeah. number two.
Number Still two number
the,
two.
Number two on the list is password.
Wow. That is the last password I would use.
Wow.
Is password.
This one's kind of weird. Number eight, the word sunshine.
Yeah, that is weird. I would never think to type that.
No, and apparently Donald made the list at number 23. I don't know if that means Donald Duck or
Trump.
Or our president.
You know what I like is if you watch a movie and there's somebody sits down and tries to get in somebody else's computer
yeah.
and it says password and they sit there and they go, they try. And the third thing they try, boom, they got it.
Yeah.
No,
right.
it's not that easy.
Yeah. You want to know the secret about that? Look underneath their keyboard. 9 times out of 10, it's underneath their keyboard on a sticky note.
Oh, you really? Know what you just caused? Oh, yeah. You just caused a lot of people tonight to go get rid of the under keyboard password they taped under.
When I find them, I throw them away at work. It's great.
Sunshine. I would never sit down at a computer and type in sunshine.
That sounds like something my grandmother would use if she was still alive, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of strange. But yeah, the high and low of that, don't use weak
passwords. Here, pick this word. Doily, because young people don't even know what a doily is. You know what a doily is?
I do know what a doily is, actually.
That goofy snowflake-looking piece of...
Blaze doily.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you spell it?
No,
I
can't.
D-O-I-L-E-Y.
Is that right? Mr. Research, how do you spell doily?
I'm looking.
D-O... I would. That's how
D-O-I-L-E-Y, I think.
Or D-O-I-L-Y.
I think there's a Y in there.
Yeah, that's
why. We said Y, Dan.
What is it?
We said it every time.
D-O-I-L-E-Y.
Small ornamental mat made of lace or paper?
Yeah.
So what is the point of those?
D-O-I-L-Y.
There's no
decoration.
Everybody's grandmother had them. What is the point?
My wife's grandmother would make them. She would crochet people's last names and charge, $5 a letter to do it?
Here's why, to me, they're not special. Every doily looked like every other doily. There's no different doily, no colored doily. They all look like a snowflake.
And who in the heck named them?
I don't know.
Probably some Dutch thing.
And you're not supposed to get them dirty. You're not supposed to, what is the point of them? You ever see them draped over the back of a chair?
Always on the arms of a chair.
Yes!
All the time.
Yes!
Yeah. I've got a dirty doily.
What did you give him a rim check?
I don't know. I don't. He was just an immediate reaction.
You were anticipating something funny, and it didn't come.
Yeah, I was.
It didn't come.
So
again, let's stress the battery thing. I talked with Tim Woodburn this morning, telling me he saw a deal at some store on a 28-pack or whatever it was.
Walgreens, buy one get one free.
And I say, I'm sorry. I don't like to pitch against the brick and mortar stores, but I get my batteries online and go to Amazon. I get bricks of 60 or more, AA, AAA, 9-volt.
Man, you must have a lot of battery-operated devices.
Let me tell you something. I counted one time the things in my house that have AA or AAA batteries. Forget 9-volt. No, include 9-volt because that's smoke detectors.
Right, true.
Here's something. How many of you have ever had...
God.
And first of all, you didn't know where it's coming from because they're omnidirectional.
Yep.
So you drive yourself nuts, and when you finally isolate it, you don't have a 9-volt battery. I'm telling you, 9-volt. Those are the rectangular ones that don't look like any other batteries. Some C-cells, because there are still a few toys that have C-cells, and a boatload of AAA and AA. You'll be sorry if you don't, because toys still need batteries. And here's the other thing. Do not buy super duty or heavy duty batteries. That is a marketing scam to make them look like they're powerful. It's the worst battery on the market. If it doesn't say alkaline or lithium, don't fall for the DUTY, heavy duty, super duty. Those are the crap batteries that they package with the toy that last 30 minutes and they're done. They don't, you'll never see on a pack of those good till 2027. Never. They're crap. Don't buy them. Don't be a cheapskate. Buy lithium or alkaline. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I will be checking my email through the next week
give
or so.
Them
through
that
Christmas.
Give them that address.
JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com.
If you have a holiday last-minute crisis and you don't know the answer and you still have time before Christmas, shoot this man an email.
Yep.
He reads them. I know he does, and he's good about getting back. Give it to him again.
JoshTechAdvice@gmail.com.
All right. Around the room, is there anything that we left out? I wish I knew more about gaming. I do want the Nintendo Retro Mario Brothers thing. I do want that. That's a $60 thing, I think. It's not the
$60 or $80, somewhere in there.
So how much does a latest PlayStation or Xbox cost? $500, $600?
No, not that much. You can catch them, what, upper 200s, low 300s, depending on the deal and console.
Normally you're going to get, if it's around the $300 mark, you're going to get like a free game with it or something.
Yeah.
You're going to get like an...
One controller.
A bonus with it or something.
Are there
still
places that rent games like they used to?
Now you can get them at Redbox. You can also get a Family Video, which is still open.
There's subscription services, too, called... was not Firefly.
You can do other ones through the actual Gamefly. Just like the Gamefly. There's that one, but there's also just like the PlayStation Network does that. Yeah, but they just sell games.
My advice to parents or grandparents when it comes to games, don't get them the game.
No,
because that's not going to be the game they want.
Mm-mm.
And if you get them the game, then they already have the game they want. Get them a gift card to a game thing and let them get their own game.
Yeah, let them pick.
Absolutely.
But is there anything now that's the equivalent of what used to be the really slick Game Boy that was like a handheld? Do we have anything like that?
You know, I say right now, well, one, a phone. I say the Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit bigger. It's bigger than my phone, but you can play it like this. And if you don't want to play it mobile in your hands, you dock it, and it's on the screen on the TV.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, Frank.
Does it have the old Mario Brothers?
You can get the old retro games on it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
got
pretty
all that
cool.
Old stuff.
It's neat. My kid loves it.
Mm-hmm. And just had somebody text over, apparently you can rent games at the St. Louis County Library as well. So go to the library.
Interesting.
Can somebody go to the library and watch porn? Not for me. I can get it at home if I want it.
Yeah,
but
so
will the library let that stuff come through?
I have a friend that works at an IT guy at a library here in St. Louis, and they have porn is viewed on the computers.
No kidding.
They don't have like an adult block or anything like that?
That comes into a free speech issue.
You've got to be kidding.
Really?
I would have thought sure that the library would block.
They don't block much.
So some low level street scum guy who doesn't really have much of anything can go in there with a trench coat and watch porn in the library.
And it's free speech. Love this.
Filtering going on in those.
You can take out games at the library too.
Oh really?
Yeah, video games.
Cool. You can rent movies.
Well,
I mean, like
you can take books out.
What?
When did that start?
Yep.
Get passports.
So do you remember the world's greatest library joke where the guy goes in, he tells the librarian, he goes, hey, where are all the books on suicide? I've told this joke every year. I'll tell it right now. So what? And she says, sections, when she, and he goes over there, he comes back and goes, no, there's no books on suicide there. And she said, well, I'm so sorry that you're looking. He said, don't lecture me. Don't try to talk me out of it. Just where are the books on suicide? So she tells him again. He comes back and goes, they're not there. So she goes over with him and looks, and sure enough, they're not. And she looks at him and says, those people never bring those books back. I know, it's not funny, but it is funny. No. That did not call for that. It's a funny joke. It's dark. Suicide's not funny, but the joke is funny. There's a difference. Josh Bauman, everybody, courtesy of Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States and the preferred window of the red-hot St. Louis Blues, windowworldstlouis.com. If you want to know more, if I were you, I wouldn't go anywhere because the highlight of this 3 hours is coming up. And I'm talking, of course, about Tim Woodburn's news. It's next, and after that will be the Playhouse. Thank you, Josh. Josh will be back 3 weeks from today. Wow. A long time. It is 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Stocks are plunging on Wall Street today over concerns of a bear market and the possibility of rising interest rates. This week, the Fed is expected to raise interest rates for a fourth and final time this year. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 508 points to 23.